Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Anti-MLM Podcast. I'm your host, Emma Brose, and today we're going to talk about Stella and Dot. This company has been on my list for a long time, and I just did a quick Google search to see if they even still existed, because last time I remember looking, it was the beginning of the pandemic. And their owner and founder, Jessica Herron, was moving their offices and posting a ton of chaos on social media about it. It really seemed like things were falling apart, but maybe that's just her general aura? Alas, to my sadness, the company is still operating. And Stella and Dot is one of three brands. The other two are Keep Collective and Ever Skincare. And doing research on their website, it actually seems like they have changed their structure recently to have brand ambassadors instead of the traditional MLM route where you have to pay to play. So this is really interesting to me because are they moving away from the MLM model? Does this give them some leeway from being so shady? I'm not really sure, but if you have any input on the subject, I am really curious. Please send me an email at antimlmpod@gmail.com. It looks like you have to apply. You just have to give some basic info, including links to your social media. And then when you first sign up, you only get product credit and commission until your sales hit $1,000. And then you can start earning actual commission, or you can still choose product credit and you get double the amount. Sort of like shopping at those secondhand stores where you bring in your old clothes and exchange them for $2 or $40 in store credit. I also couldn't find a current income disclosure statement, which is never a good look. The structure change actually reminds me of Gwen Stefani's new makeup line, Give, which when I first saw that clip of her on a late night show, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be podcast content for sure. But then I was reading up on it and it turns out it's an ambassador structure similar to this one now that I'm looking at. But Gwen has really shown some problematic colors, I would say recently, but it has kind of been for a very long time, so I would just stay away from this one in general. Back to Stella and Dot, as far as style goes, it's okay. I would wear some of the stuff. It doesn't look terrible. I don't wear a lot of jewelry in general, so I'm probably not the best judge, but I do like some of the rings. The thing that bothers me the most is the price points. They aren't super high, but I definitely wouldn't describe them as affordable for costume jewelry. I think the average looking around the website is maybe around $50, but there's a lot of like $80 and $100 plus items. I remember coworkers having Stella and Dot parties or seeing some booths at the direct market events that I was working at, and I never ended up buying anything, probably because of a mixture of these two things. They're just kind of expensive, and I don't wear jewelry that much, so it's not worth it to me. One of the things that amazes me about Stella and Dot is how successful they are at product placement. I can't remember if I talked about this on the podcast before, but Jessica Herron was on season 6, episode 9 of Undercover Boss as the owner of Stella and Dot. This episode is actually available on Hulu at the time I'm recording this, so if you want to give it a watch, I would recommend. She goes undercover in the warehouse at the Jewelry Design Center to a trunk show with one of their senior director distributors and to their Delight Center, which is a customer service center for stylists and customers. The piece where she meets the distributor is really funny because they have met multiple times before and the distributor knows what's up almost immediately. There's this amazing moment where the director, Grace, actually calls out Jessica for only talking about herself at team meetings and retreats, which is really interesting because Jessica does seem to be a little self-involved, and I guess you do kind of need a little bit of that to be a cult leader in training. The portion in the Delight Center is also hilarious because Jessica talks over the people on the phone who are calling in for help. And there's a really emotionally manipulative part of this show that I sort of hate. At the end, they give raises and promotions and all sorts of gifts. The gifts are so generous. It's kind of hard to hate on them, honestly. It's just kind of hard to justify the good when you know how much overall bad these companies do. And I think that's what makes it gross for me. These people on the show deserve goodness and gifts, and so does everyone else. Now, this is something that literally shocked me when I ran across it in my search. And that is this article from Town and Country magazine, where it explains that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the late Supreme Court justice, was wearing a Stella and Dot necklace in her appearance for the official court photos in 2018. From the article, which is linked in the show notes, quote, Laura and fellow ACLU alum Susan Hyman was inspired to send Justice Ginsburg the piece after seeing the recent documentary RBG. The Los Angeles-based Hyman had paid homage to Ginsburg's trademark look for the screening of the movie, wearing a piece of jewelry from Stella and Dot, the brand she works for part-time. I wore the necklace in tribute to RBG because it reminded me of some of the descent collars she has worn, Hyman explained. End quote. Now, I guess I shouldn't be so surprised at this, considering how closely related the United States government is with multi-level marketing in the past, like with the DeVos family and Amway. But appearances like this give an air of legitimacy to these companies, and Stella and Dot even has the picture of Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the listing for the Pegasus necklace, which she is wearing. And looking at the listing, they also claim that Kathy Lee Gifford, Kim and Kourtney Kardashian, and Shay Mitchell have also been seen wearing this $219 necklace. So I guess go off, queens, but also please stop forever. All I know is that you shouldn't join Stella and Dot or any other MLM today or any other day. And that's all for this episode. See you next time, and thanks for listening.